Lightworkers Unite is a podcast and social show hosted by intuitive women, lightworkers, and most importantly, friends, Mayum and Manjeet.
Welcome to our podcast, Lightworkers Unite, where we believe there is a lightworker within all of us.
Whether you are a medium, an educator, or a nuclear medicine technologist, there is a lightworker within you, and we have work to do.
This is a safe and sacred place where lightworkers connect, grow, and learn.
And share our light with the world.
And we're on. Oh.
I did. I hit the okay. Good morning. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Oh my gosh, we're back. It's been a month, right?
Yeah, over.
It's been a month.
It's been over a month.
Yeah. Okay. Long time. Sorry, listeners. Well, we're back. We haven't forgotten
we're
about
back.
You.
We're back. We're back and we're in love with our life and this beautiful weather and Lightworkers Unite. We have so many fun things to say and connect with. Can I just start?
Yes, please. How are you?
Okay. Well, I am fantastic. And I really, really need to say thank you. You know, thank you to every single person who took time on March 11th. To shoot me love and light, not just to me and my body, but also to the entire surgical team and aftercare team.
Yes.
Because I'm telling you, it worked.
We all did that. It worked. Yeah.
I also have to say, you know, I'm just so grateful. And the power that I felt afterwards was also just unbelievable. The surgery went really well. Everything went smoothly. My healing is still progressing. I'm not going to lie. It has been very challenging. It's a big procedure. The flap reconstruction with mastectomy, it is a doozy. So there's a lot that I'm healing from still, but I really feel like everybody is still with me. You know, and so I don't know if that's real or if that, because I'm telling you.
Oh, I think it's real.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, I'm just so grateful. One of my clients, Leanne, she listens to us and she does my meditations and things. She was sending it to you every day at 4:44 every day afterwards. So thank you, Leanne. So yes, she was like, I'm going to keep it going.
Oh, wow. Well, Leanne, this is what I mean. It brings me to tears, thinking about that, you know, just how thoughtful people are and how committed they were to even people I don't know, really wanting to support me in this healing journey. I should say that, they did a full mastectomy on the left side and, they replaced some of my abdominal fat and constructed a new breast. So, with the flap reconstruction, I have a hip to hip incision, which is just like a pretty decent C-section. Apparently all the beautiful women that I know that have had C-sections, they've all kind of said, yeah, that's kind of how that works, but mine is a little bit bigger, I think, from hip to hip. But that is healing up beautifully. And my breast looks very different, the left side. But I'm loving her and sending her lots of love and light and healing energy because she's still kind of healing. But yeah, it's been super intense. I think right now it is the physical pain, but there's a lot of emotional stuff that I'm kind of working through.
Absolutely. I'm sure. Absolutely. Wow.
Yeah. But I know, and I can feel every single being, that is shooting light my way. And I'm just beyond grateful. Like I can't even explain. Yeah. So I just have to say to our Lightworkers Unite family, my Infinite Balance family, my Mayum gathering I can't even talk right now. I'm so authentic gatherings. Oh my gosh. I'm just beyond like words. Like I just can't even believe all of our collective communities coming together for just little old me. So I was going to say that all of the tissue that they extract or take away, they had to take a little bit of my muscle as well. Because some of the margins on the lumpectomy were a little suspicious. So the surgeon took a little bit of the muscle of my left breast, which is, I think, contributing to a lot of the pain. But everything was clear. There were no abnormal cells, nothing there. All my CT, and everything
looked cleared.
Absolutely. Yeah. So another 50 years, babies.
That's right.
You stuck with me.
That's right. I'm so glad. I'm so sorry you had to go through that. And just, I'm glad that we were able to pull together a beautiful healing session for you and just all of us who know and love you. So pulling you through and continuing to send you healing, white light, and all the love, my friend, my sister.
I take it.
My podcast partner. Yes.
Oh, thank you. I'm so grateful. So I had to start with that because it is just so top of mind and it just makes me so, so grateful to have this amazing group of powerful people to support me during this really difficult time. But, you know, I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm getting ready.
Yes. We got shit to do.
Yeah.
We have stuff to do.
Yeah. What's been going on with you? Anything you want to share? Just a quick recap.
Well, speaking of shedding, right? I mean, yeah, that's terrible. The news is, and those that follow me or subscribe to my newsletter, I was able to move my sweet mama into a beautiful adult family home, one that takes care of those with dementia and Alzheimer's. So she's being well taken care of. It's a small little adult family home. Looks like a cute little house in the neighborhood. They have 6 residents there. They're all female. My mom's the only Asian. They're all white women, FYI. And she is thriving, and it was really heart-wrenching. I thought for sure it was going to be excruciating to bring her there. I have heard all the horror stories of how hard it is to put a parent in one of these homes. And my mom went in graciously with her cup of coffee and her bag of seaweed and was like, oh, what's this? I can't even tell you how miraculous the whole process has been. So easy. So I really want to thank Spirit and Universe and my dad for all their help and answering a lot of my prayers and intentions and in ways that I still really, so important that I honored my mom. And for our culture, and just I really not supposed to put your parent in the home. You're supposed to take care of them and have them live with you until they pass. But because of her dementia and all, she was not getting the proper care with me. So not that she needed. So, and then this allows me and my family to have some freedom and our space in our home back. So it's a blessing all around across the board. She's thriving. She's still doing great. And she's already forgotten that she even lived here for 5 years. Isn't that crazy? That's how bad her Alzheimer's is. Wow. But she remembers me, my girls, John. John's always number one. And of course her sons. So thank God. Yeah, it's all good.
I love it. And isn't it just amazing how seamless it was? Like, I mean, I kind of talked to you before and then after, I wasn't sure, right? You had to work yourself up for this. It was really a big deal emotionally and energetically.
I was protecting. I was ready, like kind of cringing and just, I was already crying before it happened. Just like this whole expectation of how it was going to play out. And I was so nervous, and it really didn't happen that way. It's so crazy. Everyone that I talked to, even John, he's like, I can't effing believe that it went that way, that smoothly. It was amazing. So we're just really, So grateful. So, and here's when you know spirit is involved, when the universe puts something yes. in front of you and there, and it's so, like you said, seamless and easy. Everything was in alignment and fell into place. There was not one hiccup, nothing. So that's how you know it was all divine, and that it was the right decision. It was the right thing.
Mm. You know, that's I love that. I love that, that connection with, like resistance and ease and flow. Like it really reminds me of our Oracle card flow, right? The element of water, doesn't it? Yes. And I think sometimes, I know whenever I see the card with, for a client, I always think of exactly what you just said. It's like, what are we ready to release? What are we resisting that's just not working for us, right? That's what are we ready to just embrace the flow of our life? Because I think that is, you're right. That's where spirit lives. And it might not be in the current that you think you're going to be going on.
Right.
But it's always the right one for you. Yeah.
Agreed. Agreed. So that's how I know that it was unbelievably easy. So easy, everything. So, and I agree. So, you know, what we resist persists, or where in your life do you have resistance? We've talked about that before in podcasts, because that's where you might want to take a little magnifying glass and say, okay, this isn't working over here. Or why do I feel this? What lesson needs to be learned? Or what do I need to overcome? Or do I need to pivot and shift because I'm just running into, you know, a wall, and figure out what you need to do. So it was just, I'm still kind of in shock. And even having gone to visit her several times, I even took her out for pho and drove by our house to see if it would trigger anything. I didn't let her go in because I was afraid, she didn't even flinch. She didn't say anything. She went right back to the house and with ease again. So a lot of it is obviously the disease, but it's grace. It's just beautiful. So I'm so happy. And quite honestly, like, you know how I value freedom. Oh my, so much freedom now. I can do whatever the F I want now. I mean, I am not trapped. I'm not confined to the house or confined to finding help.
Hair, you know. and yes, yeah, I know. We had drinks last night. We went out for burgers last night.
Yeah, a little belated birthday. Yes, and I got more celebrations to come, but I can now. I was just telling my volleyball mamas, I had to say no to so many things for a solid year of like, sorry, you know, I can't do that. And I'm a yes woman. I like to say yes. I'm always in. I'm like, I'm in, whatever it is. Yes, I'll be there. I'm in. And so that was really hard to not be able to do that. So now I told them I'm back. I'm in, whatever it is. Yes,
we are back. And you know what? It doesn't feel different. I mean, we're going to be doing some real, we're back. So
we're back.
We are back actually this weekend.
I know.
What are we doing?
Oh my gosh. First of all, I love the name of it. It's called A Mystical Night In. And this is happening at the beautiful Kindred Healing Space in Everett. Yes. And the beautiful owner and hostess is Donna. And if you haven't been there yet, I think some of you have been with some of our events. It is happening Saturday, which is April 20th from 4 to 8 p.m. So if you're local and you need something to do, grab a girlfriend, grab a guy friend, I don't know, grab someone, come alone, meet people, you'll make a girlfriend. Come, because Manjeet and I are going to be delivering spirit messages for the group in the studio. We have 3 sessions. Do you know those times, Manj? What are those times?
I do. 4:15. Yes, I can tell you. It starts at 4:15 to 5. So there are 45 minutes or so.
Perfect.
And I'll get them for you. But each ticket, you can tell them that the tickets are
55.
Include the reading.
And includes us.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So it's 4:15 to 5. And once you get your ticket, you'll be prompted to a place where you can schedule yourself for the reading. It's 4:15 to 5. That's session 1. Session 2 is 5:30 to 6:15. And then 6:45 to 7:30. And so they're all filling up pretty quickly. So if you are interested, you can grab your ticket and then plop yourself into one of the sessions. And then you are going to be, you'll have a run of her beautiful space and about, gosh, how many vendors are there? I mean,
what should say, 12 or 13?
Something like that.
Am 13 I or 14. I think, so. Yeah, beautiful vendors, you guys. So you can shop. It's like going to be like a marketplace. So crystals and other readings. You can get other readings while you're there. So if you want an oracle card reading, if you want, you know, the intuitive seamstress is going to be there, Heather, with making bags with spiritual messages. And there's lots of things that you can do in the meantime while, you know, besides, you know, in addition to coming to our studio and getting readings.
Yes. Yeah. There's some beautiful, really kind of what I really love about it, Mayum, is, you get to obviously,
Bless you.
So that was, wow. That was spirit definitely coming in hard and fast.
Right.
What I love about this event is not only is Donna just a brilliant like catalyst, she brings people together. A lot of the vendors that you can shop from are all local people, fairly local. And, you know, we're a small business. So this is a really great opportunity to support your local small businesses. And a lot of them happen to be women. And a lot of us are women of color. So, you know, even just coming to support us, supporting Donna, and all of these beautiful vendors, all of these beautiful Mother's Days coming up. If you're looking for a very unique and original gift for your mother or for yourself, if you're a mother, pick it up. I think that's going to be really great. So book in your session and then shop. And then there's also going to be small bites to eat, as well as your ticket includes, I think, a couple glasses of wine.
How cool is that? So walk around with a glass of wine, do some shopping, and there's going to be raffles and takeaways. So we know that there's going to be raffles and drawings. So it's going to be super fun. I'm excited. Yeah.
And tickets are $55, which is a really a steal because you're going to have access to a lot of really powerful, obviously our readings are going to be the bomb, but also these vendors, I think, are going to be pretty, pretty powerful. So yes. So sign up for that. We'll put the link in our bio and all that good stuff.
Yes. And on Instagram. Saturday. So go to our Instagram page. We will also be promoting it there too. So you can register directly from there, but and both your website, my website has it listed. So you know where to find us, but this is a great place to come see us. Now that we're back.
Yes, I know. You know what? I really want to see everybody. Yeah. I'm kind of like nervous and excited because I just feel really excited to like actually see these beautiful beings that have been along this journey with me these last like couple months. Right. Yeah. So if you are around, we would love to have you. And this is her wellness center, Kindred Healing Space, is also in Everett, just Washington. So it's
downtown Everett, everyone. Yeah, it's very local. And what better way to spend a Saturday, you know, come on, Saturday evening.
So much fun. We'd love to see you. 4 to 8. Be there. Yes.
We look forward to seeing you guys.
Yeah, it's going to be great. I can't wait. I'm ready to give people lots of hugs, gentle hugs, obviously.
Yeah, I made that mistake.
I know, Mayum's a hitter. She's one of those. Boom. Oh, shit.
I'm so sorry.
But it's all in love. Yeah. Just that left side's a little tender, too. I just kind of let that. But so, like, gentle hugs, I would be so grateful. But our readings are going to be really, really fun. We're really, really hoping that we get to see a lot of people that, you know us and have been with us for many years join us.
Yep. Yes. Can't wait to see you guys there.
And any questions, you know, please reach out, ask us individually, or on our Insta, or even connect with kindredhealingspace.com. I think that's her website.
Yep. kindredhealingspace.com.
Yeah. So that's a lot of opportunities, a lot of options. And it's from 4 to 8. So, you know, you still have your evening to go do other things, but yeah,
that's
join
right.
us.
Yes.
We'll see you on Saturday, right? We're going to see you Saturday, April 20th. Grab your ticket right now for a really beautiful mystical night in with us. And we love, love, love you. And I'm so grateful for all
Thanks,
of you.
Manjeet, I'm so, so happy to have you back. And we're going to continue sending you love and healing. And yes, I look forward to hanging out with you Saturday night. It'll be fun.
Yay. Yeah. Can't wait.
Thanks, everyone.
I love you.
All our love.
Namaste.